All right, that report has started. We are in open session. It is now 10:07 a.m. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-022 regarding Mr. Arik Stewart. The time is now 10:12 in the morning on March 24th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title and purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff.
Investigator.
Judith Stakely, executive director.
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting as board counsel.
All right, and then EAC members.
David Jeffers, committee member.
Thank you.
Hal Marin, committee member.
Thanks.
Fred Goldman, committee member.
Thank you. Mr. Nepa?
John Nepa, EAC committee member.
And Mr. Costello?
Frank Costello, committee member.
Thank you. We also have a ledger with us. Thank you.
I'm Eric Stewart.
Thank you.
And Kristen Mackin, representing Mr. Stewart.
Thank you. President. All right. So just a few reminders before we get started. First of all, I want to apologize for the cramped room. We had to make some alterations to our other one and had to make do with alternative means. So I appreciate everyone's patience. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I can know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones will need to be either turned off or placed on silent. I think we put that in more for me because I always forget. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to remind any attorneys present that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview, so the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and a ledger answer questions being asked by committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will have an opportunity to present or to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. This Enforcement Advisory Committee is convened to review all allegations received through a complaint on January 25th of 2021 regarding a drainage improvement project on Hope Street in Prescott, Arizona, on or about June 30th of 2020. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case, based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name, and if you would signify yes or no as to that fact.
Wouldn't mind me borrowing.
Yes. Mr. Nepa?
What was the question?
If you feel comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts. Thank you. Mr. Goldman?
Yes.
Mr. Jeffers?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Morin?
Yes.
And Mr. Costello?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger and then respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed on the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after the interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby, or in this case it would be there's a couch at the end of the hallway there. And when it's your time for the interview, you'll be invited back in. At this time, I would like to call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Whoever makes the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion.
This is Fred Goldman. I so move.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second, Hal Merrin.
Thank you. And then we need to do a roll call vote. Mr. Nepa?
Approve.
Mr. Goldman?
Aye.
Mr. Jeffers?
Agree, yes.
Mr. Merrin?
Yes.
And Mr. Costello?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We'll go ahead and end this recording, and I'll start a new one for executive session.